This episode was recorded in front of a live audience at The Quadrant as part of the Brighton Fringe 2022. Unfortunately, we had a slight technical hitch at the very beginning, and the audio is a little patchy, but it does settle down after the first couple of minutes. Settle in and enjoy this week's live episode of the improvised Movie Director Podcast.
Everything you're about to see is improvised, as you can tell. I'm Martina Minow, and technology aside, you're about to have a delightful time. Now, look, this evening I've got two esteemed directors with me, and you're in for a hoot. Oh, especially you. So, look, Kevin Bacon says that a director creates an environment in which an actor can fly. Now, I think Kevin's taken that rather far. Every time I see him, he's high as a kite, Paul. Poor fucker. Today's director is firmly grounded in reality. I'm delighted to say that I'm Martina Minow. You'll recognise me from these little pieces of paper. And I'm joined today by Casey Thread, director of Kill Billy Elliot. Welcome, Casey. Billy, oh, welcome, welcome. Well, Casey, Kill Billy Elliot. I loved it. It was funny, it was dark, it was exciting.
That's what I aim to do, really, to make something that was all of those things. And I'm really proud that you've experienced it to be that way.
Oh, I loved it, I loved it. Well, look, I don't work, you see, because I'm a conservative. But for those who have had jobs and things to do and haven't seen it yet, what's it all about?
Well, Kill Billy Elliot is really an attack on young boys. And I know that's not a politically correct thing to say, but that's what I was taking some chances with this film. And I wanted to do something that really was way out there.
Yes.
Really way out
there. It was really way out there. It was further right than I am. That's how out there it was. Very powerful, I thought. Talk us through.
So the opening sequence, really, what I'm taking my inspiration for that opening sequence from many of that we've seen, because this is obviously, of course, a musical film.
Of course.
And I wanted to make a montage of all those moments of that the police are coming for.
Me, can you hear them?
Oh, yeah, it's because you said you're going to attack young boys. They're always listening.
That really is a metaphorical attack.
Yes.
My opening sequence, yeah, it was a montage of great opening sequences of musical theatre.
All in one.
All in one.
And in And you know what? It was all in such a tight, warm space.
It was.
Yes, well, let's see. The opening sequence to Kill Billy Elliot, we meet our protagonist, Billy Elliot, and we get an inkling of why people might be after him. Let's cut to.
Billy! 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 Sorry, shit! Billy! 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 Billy, where's that boy?
Where's that boy gone?
Where could he be? Where's that boy gone?
Literally, where is that boy? He's the title of this show.
If he doesn't hear, where will we go?
That's me. I'm Billy, and I don't give a fuck about no one. I dance, I sing, and I don't believe in healthcare. I'm Billy. I dance, I sing, and I don't like you because you're not from where I'm from. Conservative Billy, that's me. Conservative Billy, that's me.
I usually would feel really awkward in a situation like this, but it's a young white boy with blonde hair and he's immaculately dressed. So I'll let it go for a moment and then tweet about it later.
Cause he's Billy. He's Billy.
Billy.
He's Billy.
Billy.
He's Billy.
He's Billy.
Billy.
He's Billy.
I'm Billy. Only 403.
Billy. Billy.
Billy. Oh, yes, that's
Billy.
Me.
Billy, Billy,
I'm
403.
was quite something, wasn't it?
Yeah, it really, really was. And we had scoured the country to find the boy to play Billy, to find that perfect sort of angel boy that we were looking for, because we wanted to offer him up as a sort of sacrificial boy for our film.
Yes, yeah. I really love the mise-en-scène there. I love the reference to Twitter. I've just got on the Twitter, but now Elon Musk's buying it, and I'm not sure how I feel about it. But look, Billy Elliot, normally we like the protagonist, but he was a bit of a dick, wasn't he?
He is. That's absolutely right, and I'm really glad you spotted that, because it's very, very easy for the protagonist in these sort of films for people to be like, oh, look at little Billy. Oh, let's raise him. But no.
Let's knock him down.
My chances. Let's knock him down and see what happens when a boy is really at his lowest ebb.
Yeah.
And that's what I wanted to do, because I don't like little boys.
But do you know, that's really not come across.
No.
Well, look, I actually really liked the scene where Billy is at his lowest moment. He's there, it's profound, he speaks from the heart, he lists all of the terrible things that have happened to him, but he still has one friend. His friend Jack is still there for him, and he tries to teach Billy a lesson.
And I think this is a really touching moment in the film, because his friend Jack isn't even human.
Yes.
Because little boys can't really have human friends in my world.
No. And you know, Casey, you'll find this hard to believe, but yeah. I don't actually have any friends. But I
know.
Imagination suffices. That and a Ferrero Rocher on a Friday, and you'll just be tickety-boo. Really.
Absolutely. Well, imagination is everybody's friend.
Yes.
It's certainly been my friend for many, many years.
Maybe you and I could be friends.
Maybe. We could consider it.
Okay, well, maybe. Maybe it's better than a no. Okay.
But I do like the scene you're referring to where he is talking to his friend Jack. Jack is actually his shoelace.
Yes, Jack the shoelace.
Yes.
Oh, I love that.
And bear in mind, of course, that a little boy does usually have two shoelaces, so there is some preferential treatment there on this particular friend.
Yes. All right, let's cut to Billy's dark moment. He's in a mine, because it's set in the northeast of England, and
that's
I believe
right.
That's what they have up there.
Well, they have.
So it's set in a mine. Jack, the shoelace, Billy at his lowest moment, and quite a haunting tune, I felt.
Oh, it was.
Yes.
Oh, yes. I wrote this when I drank 12 bottles of red wine.
I felt it.
Yes.
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 It's the Malbec morosity.
It is.
It's all lovely. Let's cut to.
Oh, Jack, me only shoelace friend. And me other shoelace, Jill. I don't like you because you're dark coloured.
Well, that's me. I'm Jack. That's me.
Jack is on this side.
Jack the shoe. I know who I am. You don't have to say it.
Jack, people have been challenging my long-held beliefs, and I just don't know if I can stand it. They said that, like, I should appreciate other people from other cultures, but, like, I don't want to.
Literally, Jack, I've been with you your whole life because you've only had one pair of shoes, and I'm tired of this shit. Take your own responsibility to educate yourself. I don't care if you're a little child. You're out there, you've got a job in the mines, so you can have a job in the mines.
But Jack, how can you expect me to have the time to learn about all these different people and, like, treat them with decency? What if I just want to call someone a bastard?
If you want to call someone a bastard, you can, but that makes you a bastard in the inside. Maybe if you listen to my pal Jill, maybe you'd understand.
Jill's always been here, but you've never listened.
Never listened.
Oh, I mean, I had all the advice I needed from my old shoelace, Jack.
And but you never listened.
Where's Jack got you?
That's a good point, actually. I'm pretty racist, pretty bigoted, xenophobic, and I only eat beef. So, you know, the planet's fucked as well.
Well, congratulations. I hope that's all you've ever wanted.
I mean, I have wanted other things.
Go on.
But I just didn't think it was right. I've always wanted to be a ninja.
But a ninja?
I'm an angel-haired white boy, and that would cause some big problems from what I've read on Reddit.
Follow your dreams, Billy. Follow your dreams. That's pretty much all Jill says. But Jill wants you to listen this time. Follow your dreams.
Are you sure this wouldn't be problematic in a different way?
Jill's not perfect.
I don't want to be that person, but really, just sort your life out. Be nicer to other people, all right? I've been saying it your whole entire life, and you haven't been listening to me, and you haven't been listening to Jill. Maybe you need to make it on your own. I'm gonna skip. Let's untie, Jill. You're on your own. You're on. You're on.
Enjoy
your
life of Velcro.
No shoelaces on neither foot.
Echo, echo.
Walking dirty through the mud.
My.
People tell me I shouldn't say that, but I just want to say that I'm not fine.
I got fine.
Hurt on the inside.
Non-excuse.
White like a snowflake.
Where are you going? Where are you going with this?
Shattered just like dust.
Dust!
Shattered just like dust. But I'm coming out of the mind, and I'm working on my mind. Yes, I'm coming out of the mind, and I'm working on my mind. You can never improve yourself.
Who the fuck are they?
Some people they say, never listen to your left shoelace.
I'm working back at you.
Some people they say that you can't have a mixed society.
White people maybe.
But I'm gonna try to be better.
Casey.
Yeah, I'm really proud of that moment.
It made me better in my mind.
Good.
Casey.
Well, that's what I wanted. Because in that moment, you know, he's seeing that point where you can take a turning. And this is where the crux of my dislike of little boys come from.
Mm.
They don't usually see that turning.
No.
And this is why I made the film. Because that is where you can say, oh, maybe I haven't been looking at my left shoelace correctly. Maybe I haven't been listening. Maybe I can let go of it all and free myself.
Yes, and I felt with Billy's journey, it was the move from him being self-involved, selfish young boy, to he's stepping up to be a man. He talks about wanting to make a better society. And it really set him up for the second half of the film where he goes on and he decides he wants to be MP for the North East. All of it.
Yes, absolutely. The whole of the North East.
Yes!
And do you know what he does?
He fucking does it. The campaign scene. Now, this was really quite phenomenal. You got a star-studded cast for this, didn't you? Talk me through. Who was in it?
I did. I've got Benedict Cumberbatch.
Oh, Benny!
Benedict, yeah. Yes. He's playing the Speaker of the House.
Oh, perfect for it. Yes, yes.
And we've got Shania Twain in as well.
That does impress me much.
It impressed me. I gave her agent a call and I didn't think she'd pick up, but there she was. And Shania Twain turned up, did a little bit in the show.
I loved it. I loved it. So we've got Benny, we've got Shania, and one more. Who else was there?
Patricia Hodge.
Oh! Love her.
Love her too. And I wanted to find a place in my work.
And for our listeners who don't know who Patricia Hodge is, could you help us out?
Of course I could. Patricia Hodge is a lady.
Lovely. Lady Patricia Hodge.
She's a very well-to-do lady.
Lovely.
Lovely. I always feel affinity to the well-to-do lady.
Well, she is very well-to-do. Yeah. More well-to-do than Benedict Cumberbatch, which is rare.
No, I've done coke with him. He's a bit of he's a bit selfish, actually.
He's a bit of a he loves a big old line all to himself, doesn't he?
Yes, he does. Yes. Okay, well, enough about me and Benny. Look, let's cut to that campaign sequence. It's the night before the election. There's a rousing call to action. He's brought in his best pals. Can Billy win over the nation?
We'll see.
We'll see. Let's cut to...
What are we going to do? We're competing for the whole of the Northeast, and no one's ever done that before. It's absolutely mad. How can we unite all these disparate places? Please, I need a brainstorm right now. Shania, what do you think? Real actual Shania Twain is on my campaign board. Not playing someone else. Actual Shania Twain.
Yeah, I'm Shania Twain. And that's all your director could afford. That's all I'm going to say. I'm Shania Twain.
That's very good advice, but not that helpful in this situation.
I'm Shania Twain.
Please, you're going to be the Chancellor of the Exchequer. Chelten Bob, that's your name I've given you as a person who's on my campaign. What do you suggest we do?
Yes, we need something interesting, something marvellous, something wonderful, something spiritual.
Something spiritual?
I think there's something about you that would just sell to voters.
Is it the fact that I look like an angel, literally?
You are the angel of the North. Oh, Southerners are going to buy that so hard. They'll end up voting in the Northeast elections, I'm sure of it.
But all bets are off on this new election.
Yes.
That's a great idea.
What do you think, Patricia Hodge?
Well, me, I'm just a lady. No other backstory. Goodbye.
Absolutely worth paying her wages. Yes. Totally. I had to use all my pocket money. It was totally worth it.
I'm Shania Twain.
Very helpful.
I'm glad we've got an edit so that we can just keep repeating and repeating the one record we've got of Shania Twain. Because she could be important to our campaign, getting people united, getting everyone together from wherever they're from. We've got to do something.
We've got to bring the people together.
Yes.
Under a standard that they can all...
Hiya, I know I'm only an intern, but it seems like things are going really badly. People are not so accepting of you so much. They're like, one, why aren't you from the Northeast? Two, the Northeast is a very vast place. They're not on board. We're really going to have to do something to really just smash it out of the park because I don't want to go back to London.
But don't they see that I'm just trying to make things better? Is that not enough? I'm up against someone whose main campaign points are that they're going to improve bin collection.
You have to show them what you've got. Deliver the biggest speech you've ever done to the rest of the Northeast, and the Northeast will all listen.
All right, get the camera.
Yes, and I've got some tin cans, and we're going to connect them to everywhere in the Northeast.
That's
how
we do it.
Speak through them.
I'm an intern, I'll do that. Here you go, pass them back. Pass them back!
This is your moment. Don't waste it. Let it shine. Just remember, you are Shania Twain.
All right, I'll bear that in mind. That's very useful, thank you. Hello, all of Britain / the Northeast. My name's Billy Elliot, and some people call me the Angel of the North.
Do the arms again. They love it. They're lapping it up. Yes, here there's cheers, here there's walls.
I know I'm only four and have a very poor knowledge of all the political workings of the country, but I think you voted for me and I came into power, it would be very good and I wouldn't have to go back to school. So please vote for me. And Brexit's already done, so like we're fucked there. But I'll figure something out, which is what all politicians want to say deep down inside. I don't have a fucking clue what I'm doing, but I'm gonna figure it out when I get in there. Probably make more of a mess, but at least I'm honest about it.
They're loving the honesty. They're loving an honest politician. For once in our life, an honest politician.
Things will probably be the same or worse, but
you know, I'll always be there to do a little dance for you.
I'm looking at the polls, and it seems like you're rising, and the polls have never been wrong.
So, when you're feeling sad and like you've been betrayed by politicians, just tune in to me, and I'll give you a little smile and a cheeky wink. Because that's about all politicians do these days. So please vote for me, Billy Elliot, reformed racist.
You are radical, an honest politician. I've never heard such a thing.
I know. This film is bold. It is bold. But poor old Billy, of course, you know, he wants to be honest, he wants to do the right thing. And I think that's a little piece of all of us. But it is called Kill Billy Elliot.
Yes. And he wins the campaign for all of the Northeast. There's only two people he wants to celebrate with, Jack and Jill.
And where are they now? Discarded at the bottom of the mine.
Yes.
Where he said he didn't need them anymore.
He said he didn't need them anymore. But when you've won something and you don't have anybody to celebrate with, does it really mean anything?
I don't think it does.
I don't think it does.
I don't think it does at all. Which is why when I win my Oscar for this, we're going to celebrate together.
Oh, well, that maybe's really converted into a yes, hasn't it? Lovely.
As long as I get my Oscar.
Yeah.
As long as I get my Oscar.
Undoubtedly. Well, let's cut to that sequence there where we see Billy on a voyage to collect Jill. And he thinks they're going to forgive him, but, you know, a shoelace scorned is not to be trifled with.
Absolutely. And this particular sequence I absolutely loved filming because it was very, very complex.
Mm.
It had lots of challenges on his way to
Jack
and Jill.
Navigate. Okay, well, let's cut to that sequence now. And it was quite dark at times.
This is not for children to watch.
Well, no, the whole theme, really.
The whole film. Especially not for little boys to watch.
Okay, well, let's see this scene. I loved it, but it was very frightening.
Yes, it was.
Let's cut to it.
Thank you.
Hello? Is anyone there?
Yes, someone's there. How can I help you?
I'm just looking for my shoelaces in the mine. I discarded them before I did a long political campaign.
Oh!
And I've realised they're my only friends and I didn't have any parents this whole time.
So that means that maybe you've got some time to listen to a questionnaire and maybe donate something. Nowhere else to go.
Please, I'm very busy today. I might not have time to donate to your cause.
But what about the cause?
No, please.
Don't you care about the cause?
No.
The cause.
No. Please, leave me alone. Get your clipboard out of my face.
The issues of today.
No!
Please consult us on the issues of today.
No, please stop chugging us.
We'd love to hear your voice. We'd love to see your money. We just want the issues of today.
No, please.
Hi, I'm your baby niece and I'm going to sing you a song and it's going to be absolutely terrible, but you've got to listen to all of it.
Oh my God, not family time.
No one's told me, so I've got a good self-esteem.
Oh, you can't sing, you're rubbish. You're going to grow up to have an average life. Non-creative as well. And you probably get bad grades in school.
Oh. It's an audiobook of every WhatsApp you regret.
All the thoughts and all the daily monotony is bearing down upon us. The ghosts of my shoelaces.
Ghosts? We're not dead.
Yeah.
Just because we're not in your life don't mean we're dead.
That's a very offensive thing to say to us.
Look, I'm sorry, you were just so washed out and thin. You look like you might snap at any minute.
Oh. That is literally what we look like.
What have you been doing this whole time?
We are going to snap at any minute, all right? You left us in the mine. And we've been alone for some time.
Time. No one expects it from the laces.
That's how you kill Billy Elliot.
Yes. Yeah, killed by his own shoelaces.
I didn't
his
see
own
it
moral
coming.
Compass. No,
I didn't see it coming. No one did.
No one did. No one did.
But a good life lesson there, I thought.
Well, absolutely. I mean, our morals and our choices, they're the things that ultimately eat us up in life, right?
Yes, I should probably get some morals. Feels like that's important.
It's quite important, but not for people like you and
oh,
I.
Oh, good privilege. Understood.
Yeah.
Round of applause for Casey Thread!
Thank you
so much, Casey.
Thank you.
We are the Improvised Movie Director Podcast. Thank you so much for joining us. I'm Sabrina Luisi. I've been joined tonight by Liz Peters, Rory Vieira, Ryan J. Murphy, and Monica Gaga. Yeah, and it's wonderful, Sarah Weiler.
IMDP is produced and edited by Steve Tanner. Theme music by Matt Brown and Johnny Griffiths. Episode artwork by Marty Sears. Follow us at Improv Movie Pod for updates on future episodes and live shows. Improvised Movie Director Podcast is a 4 Foot One Films production.